saved. Neither is there salvation in any other. There's none other name under heaven given amongst men whereby we must be saved. I can't understand why preachers today don't want to talk about being saved. Tell people the need to be saved. You know, you could ask a person what denomination you are and they don't mind telling you. You ask them, are they saved? They get a hump in their back like a camel. It was D.L. Moody was, one day he promised the Lord, he said, God, there'll never be a day but I'll witness to someone for you. Seek to win someone for Christ. One night he was lying in his bed at 10 o'clock and he just remembered, I didn't witness to someone today. And so he got out of his bed and he went along the streets of Chicago and the snow was on the ground and he looked for a soul and there was a man standing on a lamppost. He walked up to him and he said to him, sir, are you a Christian? The man was so angry with him. Actually, in fact, he lifted his fist. He said, you know, I feel like putting you into the ground. The man reported Moody to the elders. One of the elders came to him and said, you know, Mr. Moody, you need, not only do you need zeal, you need wisdom. Some weeks passed. And then one night, very late, early hours of the morning, Moody's door got a rap. He opened the door and standing on the doorstep was that man who was standing under the lamppost. He said, Mr. Moody, I wonder could you tell me how I can be saved? You know, from that night that you witnessed to me, I can't get it out of my mind. I want to be saved. On the 4th of June 1957, a little boy of 8 years of age simply called on the name of the Lord. I didn't know a lot of theology, but I'll tell you what I did know. I had a faithful Sunday school teacher, Joan, that told us in the class clearly we were sinners. That God's word says that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, and that included me. And she faithfully told us that if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves. Maybe there's someone here tonight and you say, well, listen, I'm not a sinner. I'm a good, clean living person. I don't do things that others do, and I don't go places others go. The word of God says there's no difference. All have sinned. That's what Joan told us, that we're sinners. Then, thank God, she told us something else, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, that there's an answer for sin. It's not the church. It's not baptism. It's not confirmation. It's not the preacher. It's Christ. Do you remember what the archangel said to Joseph? Thou shalt call his name Jesus. Why? Why Jesus? For he shall save his people from their sin. So I want to tell you the gospel preacher has the greatest news to tell to a sinful world. Men and women are dying. They're living in sin. They're dying in sin. They're going out into a lost eternity because of their sin. They're eternally separated from God. And the word of God tells me clearly, listen, you will either die in the Lord or you'll die in your sin, one or the other. Friend, let me tell you this, just because you're born into a good home or perhaps even a Christian home, that doesn't make you a Christian. Just because you go to church, that doesn't make you a Christian. Just because you go into a garage, does that make you a motor car? No, it doesn't. Yeah, people say, you know, well, I go to church. Surely I'm a Christian. Now, the Word of God says we're sinners. But God's provided a Savior. His name is Jesus. God's lovely Son. John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him, friend, it's all in him. Salvation's in him. Whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. But the person who doesn't believe in him, they shall perish. And John told us, we're not only sinners, but he told us that if we died in our sin, we'd go to a place called hell, and there for all eternity. But thank God you told us the answer. The sin's problem. The Savior. She told us that Jesus Christ was going to come back someday. And friend, I believe that the Lord Jesus is coming soon. I don't know when, but this I do know. That in light of his coming, the Word of God says this, be ye also ready. For such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh. One night my brother came into our house, and I was lying on the top of my mum's bed. And I remember him coming in and said, Mommy, I have something to tell you. She said, what is it, son? He says, Mommy, I could see it. She wasn't expecting that. But she knew what he was talking about, because her mother died, leaving 8 children behind. Just little steps and stairs. And the night that she died, away in the heart of Arbo in County Tyrone, we family were sitting quiet, weeping, knowing that death was coming soon. And then they heard singing. They made their way down into the little hallway, stood at the door of the bedroom, and Mother had pulled herself up on the bed. And she was singing, we have heard the joyful sound, Jesus saves. Jesus saves. Spread the glad news all around. Jesus saves. My mother knew what my brother was talking about. She turned to him, she said, son, I'll help you the best I can. And then the Spirit of God said to her, how can you help him to live the Christian life when you're not saved yourself? And God started to work in my mother's heart, and one night, sitting in Cardassian Mission Hall, the Reverend Leonard Ravenhill was the preacher. And that night my mum was sitting there, and we were sitting as children with her, 5 of us. Well, I didn't know what was going on in my mother's heart. I was only a child. But she said that night, Lord, if somebody else comes, I'll come too. The appeal was made by the Reverend Leonard Ravenhill at the end of the service. And then Mr. Ravenhill said, God bless you, little girl. Spirit of God said, there's the somebody else. What about you? That night my mum gave her heart and life to Christ, friend. She was glorious to see it. And then the Lord saved my 3 sisters that left Dad and I. The 4th of June 1957, the preacher, C.W. evangelist, Mr. Sanford, was preaching, and that night I heard the call of God to my heart, and I wanted to be saved. What did I do? I called.
cried out.
See, that word calling is a child's cry. Why does a child cry? Because of need, of a longing, a desire in their heart. They want a mother, a father to help them. Daddy, help me. Mommy. I knew Mum, Dad couldn't help me. Only one. That was the Lord Jesus. And that's why I called out, Lord, Jesus, save me. And God's word says, whosoever shall call, and I'm in there. Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord, he's the only one to help you. He's the only one can save you. You call on others, friend, you'll perish. But whosoever shall call in the name of the Lord shall be saved. Not might be, not maybe, shall be. And not neither child of eight called in the Lord saved. Thank God he did. That's a long time ago, 1957. I'm now the other way around, because in actual fact I'm now 75. Those years have passed so quickly. But we prayed for my father, because he's the last one. I remember my dad, he was the master of the Lord, she was the used to on the 1st of July, they used to pray it out to our house and all of those things. But Daddy wasn't saved. And there was a mission outside Cove, between Cove and Sherston, Ballymaguire's school. Mr. Sanford was preaching again. It's the last night of the mission. But Daddy went down to the car, he was just going to leave as he did. Mission after mission. My cousin Hazel stepped forward to Mum and said, Aunt Sadie, can I speak to Uncle Bob? And she got into the car. She said, Uncle Bob, another mission. And you're still not saved. Thank God the door opened up the car that night. And Hazel and my dad walked back into that little schoolhouse. And Daddy gave his heart and life to Christ. That was the night I got a new daddy. But you see, I remember the night she was out in the world. Remember the drink. But that night, he never thirsted again. He drank of living water. Jesus said, you drink of the water that I'll give you. That's what he said to the woman at the well. You never thirst again. You know, as I heard us singing the hymn earlier on, when the trumpet of the Lord shall sound, it always takes me back. Because we, on the farm at home, remember my father driving a tractor, my brother driving a tractor, all out. Girls, myself, all out to bring the hay in. Remember sailing across in the tractors, singing together, and the roll is called up yonder. We'll all be there. Let me ask you, friend, to finish. Tell me, what about you? Mission nearly over. Headed to eternity. I sat in the House of Lords on Wednesday night. The debate was on Israel. And then I looked up in the monitor. And on the monitor it said, medical incident. And then it said that we were not to go into the prince's chamber. And friend, one of those lords that I sat in the tea room earlier on that day went out into God's eternity. 73 years of age.
and he's gone.
Boast not thyself of tomorrow, but thank God if you're saved. I will glory in the cross. I beg you, trust him. There's not a friend like Jesus. Friends will come and go. He remains the same. May God give grace to come to him this night.